My name is Suzanne and I'm your host for Crosstalk, Heroes Above the Noise, the EMC Society podcast to discuss interesting topics on electromagnetic compatibility to our technical community. Today, we have the pleasure to have Karen Burnham, VP of Standards, visiting us again. Welcome, Karen.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Karen, you wanted to share some updates on standards and asking for feedback. So I think that's a good opportunity to take that channel. So please share with us your latest information.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm coming up on the end of my first year as being Vice President of Standards. And one of the things that's been really helpful is I set up a couple meetings with a broad array of people who are all involved in the standards community. And what we were really going for was, where should we be focusing our efforts? And one thing that became very clear out of those meetings was that there's two particular standards areas that really needed attention. So it turns out that IEEE 299.299.1 are about to expire, and these are very heavily used standards. We can see that they're downloaded very often from the IEEE Standards Association. Their titles are, just so you get a sense of what they're about, it's IEEE standard method for measuring the effectiveness of electromagnetic shielding of enclosures. And then 299.1 is almost a subset of that, or a specialized version, a standard method for measuring the shielding effectiveness of enclosures and boxes having all dimensions between 0.1 meters and 2 meters. So it's all about measuring that shielding effectiveness in enclosures, and they're very widely used. So we need to make sure that those are renewed and that they're updated to be as, you know, up to the minute and useful and smooth as possible. The other effort that we decided needed quite a bit of attention is a standard in a similar situation, IEEE 1560, which is a standard on measuring the filtering and attenuation effectiveness of power line filters. And that's in the same situation where it is about to expire relatively soon, and it's also very widely used. So the first one that we're going to focus on is 299 and 299.1. And folks who listen to this podcast may have seen an email go out. And the email said, you know, IEEE 299.1, feedback needed. And what we're hoping for there is that people who use these standards are the ones who are in the best position to tell us if there's anything wrong with them, if there's anything that could be phrased better or could be more clear, or, you know, changes to the tweaks to the method, even. There's a link in that email that went out. Suzanne, would it be possible to include a link to the feedback form as when this podcast goes out?
Yes, absolutely. We can put the link or multiple links in the show notes as well to make the final page reachable very easily to the audience. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, perfect. So any feedback that we get by, say, mid-January will definitely be part of our planning process. And the next steps from here are really that we're going to form a working group to go through the whole standards process. Renewing a standard is actually not that much different than writing a new standard in terms of the paperwork process you have to go through. So it'll take a little while. But the other thing in that feedback form is, if people want to be informed about the working group as it moves forward, there's a place to put in your email so that you can be part of that sort of email discussion as we get all planning parts done. Another thing I should add is that when we actually get officially underway in the standards development process, we will also put out a separate call for participation. So if you miss this, you know, this feedback opportunity, don't feel like you're going to be locked out forever. We'll certainly keep people updated, and there'll be plenty of opportunities to join and be involved for anybody who's interested in this particular topic. And then what the plan is roughly once we get 299.1 sort of kicked off, get that working group defined, then we're going to start a similar process for 1560, which is one on power line filtering. So asking for feedback from the user community, and then starting the working group process. So I'm very excited about how things are progressing and the path that we're on for 2024. I'd like to thank everybody who has, you know, given feedback either on an individual standard or on the process as a whole, and where our efforts should be focused. And, you know, it's been just a really positive experience for me so far.
Okay, great. Thank you. And Karen, I would like to invite you as well to reach out again to use this platform to advocate and advertise further steps in the movement of either 299, 299.1, or even 1516s. I'm very happy to help you support spreading the news as well.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Karen, for sharing the information with us, and we keep you posted. And if you wish to learn more about EMC and the latest input from science in the industry, sign up for Crosstalk. Hear us above the noise.